robbed by fear, or just this overwhelming sense of panic, or not knowing what tomorrow holds, or even what today holds. You know, we're supposed to have faith, right, as a believer, but sometimes fear is real. Like, fear grips you. It does something in your mind and your heart, right? And it can send us into, like, some deep places that we don't want to go. And today I want to talk to you about overcoming that, maybe help you with a few ways that fear robs you and what to do in those moments. But before we dig into it, let me just say welcome, Firebrand fam. It's good to be on here as always and just be able to talk to you about things, honestly, that the Lord's dealing with in my heart, or, you know, things that you guys submit to us and say, hey, would you talk about this just for a minute? And so if you would, do me a favor as you pop on here. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, hit the subscribe button. Give it a like, and you know what, at the end of this, if it blessed you, if you know somebody this might help, somebody that you've been, maybe that you know, or if it helped you, just hit that share button, share it with a friend, and I hope that it blesses you in doing so. So let's dig in. I want to talk about a couple of ways that fear tries to rob you of purpose, of destiny, of your future, of your peace, whatever it is, right? You know, there's these two real opposing forces in the believer's life, I believe. And one is faith, which is given to us by God. And if you want to take a little bit deeper look into faith, you can go back and look at the faith over manifesting video that we did. And because I'm not going to go super deep into like a faith teaching here, but I do want to talk about the contrast between faith and fear, because it's real. There's like, you have like the God version, which is faith, and then you have the enemy's version, which operates on the same principles, which is fear. The difference is faith gives hope, fear gives despair. And it's important to notice that, because I think sometimes God can caution us, right? God can, he can bring us to a place where we just like pause for a minute. But God doesn't put fear on us. The only type of fear that's healthy within God is that healthy reverence to God, the fear of God as who he is in his nature, as a father, as a creator, as a corrector, you know, those types of things. We're supposed to fear the Lord, right? But we don't have to fear man. We don't have to fear life circumstances. We don't have to fear the situations of life. That's the work of the enemy, trying to entrap us in these places in our mind where he can, you know, just keep us away from purpose, away from destiny, away from those things that matter in life. It might not be as deep as like robbing you of purpose, but it's robbing you of family time, time with your kids, time to study and grow in the Word, things like that. Fear is real. It's a real thing, but there is an antidote. There is something greater than fear that we can live in, and that is faith, right? And Hebrews 11:1, it tells us that faith shows the reality of what we hope for, right? Faith gives us this belief in the truth of what we are hoping for, but it's also, it says, it's the evidence of things we cannot see. So we don't see it yet, but we believe it. We hope for it. We know that it's coming. We know that it's there. You know, fear operates under the same principle, because what does fear do? Fear has you it shows you a false reality, right? It shows you a false reality, and we don't hope in that reality, but we what would be the opposite of hope? We don't want that, but we have an expectation of that. But the truth is, we don't know the outcome all the time. We cannot see the outcome, but yet we choose in every test, trial, tribulation, circumstance, we choose to operate in this principle of either faith or fear, putting a hope or an expectation in what we believe is going to happen, but the evidence, we don't quite see it yet. That's what faith is, and that's how fear operates. That's why it's a counterfeit. And so I just want to start by saying that choose faith. Choose faith every time. Even when it's hard, even when even in those moments where you're like, I want to yield to this fear. I want to give into it. I want to like, oh, I don't want to take any type of bold step, or I don't want to even get out of my house maybe. It's in those moments where we have to choose faith. We have to choose to not let fear continue to rob us. Because I love the verse, and I know you guys know this verse, but in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says God has not given us a spirit of fear, right? That's not, God is not a spirit of fear, and he doesn't put on you a spirit of fear. He wants you to have reverence for him, but he doesn't put a spirit of fear on you. In other words, when you go through life situations and circumstances and things happen in life, God wants to clothe you with peace, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, with the things that are healthy and good to help you navigate through those situations and circumstances. He doesn't want you riddled with this fear thing. And so I'm really hoping that as we talk about this a little bit today, that you can release some fear if you've been struggling with that. You can just release that because, you know, as a pastor, you know, I pastor a church in Lawrence, Kansas, and a lot of people come to me at different times with different things. And one of the roots that is always in there is this fear of the unknown, fear of what might happen, fear of the bad, you know, fear of just the hurt. Because you know what? We've all been through things. We've all been through life circumstances. We've all been through situations where, you know, I would say it this way. The fear we have is rooted in something. It's not just like, oh, I'm just a scared person. No. Because of things that have happened in life, because of situations, because of circumstances, we tend to yield to that fear, right? And so I want to encourage you in this. No matter what life is thrown at you, no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what has happened in the past, you have a choice to make. You can choose today to allow fear to be the thing that drives you, or you can choose, you know what? Just like in the past, things happen and bad happened, and so now I'm trying to yield to fear. You have to start remembering all the times that God came through, all the times that God did something in your life where he didn't leave you hanging, right? Where he came through in your life, and those should produce faith. And so when we hit this crossroads where it's like, do I choose fear? Do I choose faith? Do I trust in God, or do I trust in my own wisdom? Do I trust? Do I believe this fear? Do I buy into the lie of the enemy in my mind, or do I rise up in that faith? Choose faith. Choose faith, because faith will begin to produce something in you that will cause the overcomer in you to rise up in the midst of that fear, right? And that's a good thing. That's what we want to happen. Remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, right? We said that already. But what did he give us? It actually says a fear and timidity. You're not a bashful, shy person, right? But what did he give us? Power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. So what I want you to do is I want you to trade out your declaration. That's what I want to tell you. Trade out your declaration. Instead of saying, I'm scared, say, I'm full of faith. Instead of saying, you know, this always happens to me, say, I believe God for this to happen, right? We got to come out of agreement with the lies over ourselves, with deceptions that we've gone through. And that's important. You know, I've been talking about that lately, and I want to hit on that for just a second. You need to, let me say this. It's time to come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy, with deception, with the things other people have said about you, with doctors, maybe lawyers, parents, coaches, coworkers, exes in our life, things that have been said about you and decisions that have been made in the past that have brought you to this place of operating in fear. You need to come out of agreement with those things and get in agreement with what the Word of God says, which is you don't have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You are an overcomer because of Christ in you. Come on, come out of agreement with the lies and the deception and come into agreement with your purpose and your destiny, which is foundation is found in God. Amen. Come on. That's good. That's like a starting point right there, is when you begin to break agreement with things and come into agreement with the right things. But can I be honest with you? I got to be honest with you, right? We got to keep it real over here. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God or the word of Christ. That's what Romans 10:17 says. So I think a lot of times, I heard a pastor say this one time. He said, most people don't have a faith issue or a lack of faith. They have a lack of word. And I just find that to be very interesting and yet very true, because when we are full of the word and full of just God, right? Like we're in worship, we're in the word, we know him, like he's right there. When fear tries to creep up, we quickly recognize it and we're able to handle it differently. But when we're lacking in those areas, fear has a way to fall off like a blanket and get real heavy. And so I would just encourage you, be in the word. Make sure you're in the word. Make sure you're praying, journaling, whatever. Your personal devotion, if it starts slacking, you'll notice that one of the first things you'll start yielding to is things of the past, old nature, things like that, fears, hurts, pains, things like that. And that's because oftentimes it's that personal devotion is lacking. And so when faith is needed, it's not always there. But we can correct that. That's the cool thing, is you can correct that in your life. You can change that. You can make a change right now. Pick up the word right now. Read some of these scriptures we just read. Talk about what faith is. Quote this. I have a story that I wanted to tell. And I don't think you would mind me telling this, but my daughter, who is 26 years old, or be 26 years old this year, when she was just 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere in there, I don't remember exactly, she was going through these panic attacks as a small child. We had just lost my mom. I was pretty young. She was really close to my mom, and she started suffering from these things. And she's just a small child, right? And we're praying over her. We're trying to help her. She's nobody wants their kid to be having panic attacks, especially at an early age. And one day she was listening to, I think we had, I don't think it was a guest minister maybe at the church or something like that. And they were talking about this scripture in 2 Timothy 1 about how God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And as a little girl, that somehow she got a revelation on that. Just as a little girl, she got a revelation, and it impacted her. It stuck in there. It grabbed hold of her, and she just began to confess that. She began to speak that over herself, and when she'd start to get scared, she would quote that verse. And this is as a small child, guys, listen to me. And all of a sudden, what happened is those things went away, and she does not deal with those anymore in her life. Since she was a small child. And what changed? What changed? Did her circumstance change? Did the grief change? Did whatever she was going through? None of that actually changed. What changed was her faith in this revelation of who God is and what the Word of God had to say. But if you're not in the Word, you don't know what that is, right? And so I just want to encourage you to be Word people. Be word people. It will help you. And I just think that's such a cool testimony because don't think for a minute that if God won't honor his word and honor that confession, that declaration of faith in a small child, he'll do it in your life too. You are, I would say for some of you, you are just a moment away from coming out of fear with just a change in declaration, just a change in what you're in agreement with, what you're coming in alignment with. Get out of alignment with fear. Get in alignment with faith. Remember, faith is always greater than fear, right? And so there's lots of ways that fear can rob you. I mean, there's tons. different ways. But there was two that was really in my spirit, you know, just that, like, I felt like I wanted to share today just to maybe help somebody that might be watching this in the future or watching it, you know, as you're seeing it, just whatever that is. But one of the ways that fear really tries to rob you is it steals your peace. And it really takes you out of that just foundational knowing of who you are in God and that everything's going to be okay in Him. And it takes you out of that and puts you in this place of, like, shakiness and instability, mentally, emotionally, physically. You're not sleeping well. You're dealing with, you know, you're under this spiritual attack, and that's a spirit of fear. That's a spirit of fear. It's one thing to look at something, do a proper assessment, and have a healthy reverence for it. Like, you know what? If I don't do this, this could be the consequence of that, right? That's one thing. That, you know, we go through that, right? That's okay. We deal with that. We get that. We give that to God. We work through that. It's a different thing to be crippled spiritually, emotionally, and physically with fear. And that's who I'm talking to right now. You need peace back in your life. And what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get in the Word, and you're going to need to come out of agreement with the lies and the deception of the enemy and break that spirit off in the name of Jesus. You need to tell that spirit of fear, it has to leave. You have authority to do that if you're a believer. You tell that spirit of fear to go in the name of Jesus. And what you do is after that, you say things like, I don't have a spirit of fear. That is not my portion. I understand. I'm full of power. I know what love is, and I have a sound mind. The peace of God is my portion through Jesus Christ. Peace is with me through Jesus Christ. Come on. And you begin to confess those things, and you begin to shift out of agreement, right? But also take spiritual authority. You have to take spiritual authority over that. Because, like I said, if you're being crippled with fear, that's spiritual. Come on. That's not just like a one-off situation, right? But that's a spiritual thing. And listen, you cannot deal with let me rephrase that. You cannot deal with spiritual problems through natural means. Are you hearing me? You cannot deal with spiritual problems through natural means. I would say this is one of the biggest issues in people's life right now, is when it comes to things like fear, when it comes to things like anxiety and panic and, you know, just some of these different things. Or just the fear of the unknown in general. We have a tendency when it comes to spiritual battles in our life, when we go through tribulations, when we go through trials, when we go through temptations, when we're dealing with fear, when we're dealing with just panic and anxiety and all those things we talk about, right? We have this tendency to try to cope or deal with it. Most of the time we try to cope with it, which that's a wrong terminology to use in this sense, because to cope with means you're learning how to put up with it. You don't need to learn how to put up with it. You need to learn how to break it, come out of agreement with it, and let it go, right? And so what you have to do is you have to realize that you cannot deal with a spirit or a spiritual issue through natural means and natural ways. You have to do it by the Spirit. So that means you're going to have to get in faith. You're going to have to change the confession of your mouth. You're going to have to come out of agreement with what that false spirit, that spirit of fear, is saying to you. You're going to have to tell that thing to go in the name of Jesus and receive His peace. Amen? And you will see things begin to shift and change. You should not be operating outside of, you should have peace in your life. Let me say that. You should have peace in your life. And if you don't, then you might be being robbed by fear. The second one I want to talk about is fear. Fear will always try to isolate you. And this is one of the dangerous places that we can get into sometimes, especially as, well, really just anyone, but as I say, especially as believers, is when we get isolated from people, when we get isolated from the church, from godly people, from proper community, those types of things that we're supposed to have that are foundational in our life. Fear always isolates us from those things. It actually isolates us from God, because we fall into this we fall into this yucky place where we're not communicating with people. We're not, you know, we just rather sit at home. We rather sit at home under a blanket. We rather sit, like, you know, veg out with TV, something. And we think we're keeping our mind, you know, just we're either being held captive by our own thoughts, or we're trying to not think about things by self-medicating through something or whatever. And we do that a lot of times in isolation. Can I tell you something? Isolation is your enemy. Isolation is your enemy. You need to be around people. You need to force yourself to get up, go to a small group, go to church on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, whatever it is. Connect with a friend that loves the Lord, right? And ask him to go to coffee with you, things like that. Don't be baited into this trap of isolation, because that is one of the places where fear works in overdrive to damage your psyche, your spirit, your emotions, your mind is in that place of isolation. And if he can get you isolated, man, he takes your peace. And before you know it, fear has become this foundational anchor in your life. And everything you do runs through the filter of fear. And so today, I hope today in watching this, you will take some spiritual authority, create spiritual disciplines through your personal devotion to be in the Word of God. And that's where I'm going with this. It's like, if I was going to say, how do we combat this? Well, number one, we have to recognize it, right? Let's recognize it and let's come out of agreement with it. Let's just take ownership for the fact, you know what, Lord, I have yielded to fear. Forgive me. I do not want fear to be my portion at all. And so I come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy, the deception, and I begin to confess the Word of God that I do not have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You start there. Then make a commitment to strengthen your personal devotion. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. Get in worship. Get in community. Okay, that's three things. You need to get in the Word. You need to get in worship / prayer. And you need to get into community. Don't let yourself isolate or be isolated from people, especially don't isolate from God. And you will see things begin to shift and change. You will see them begin to shift and change, and you will see fear begin to lose its grip on you. And I'm believing that over you. I'm praying for you. I'm going to pray for you before we're done here and just pray for that fear to go in the name of Jesus, and pray that you just find that thing in you that just rise up above it, right? Amen. And so, well, that's it. I just wanted to hop on here and just like break that down for a minute. You know, it's real. Fear is real. But I'm going to tell you what's real. Even more real is faith. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. Say that as many times as you need to until it sinks in. Faith over fear. You are a child of faith, not a child of fear. Amen. Amen. Come on. I just release a prayer right now over you and bless you in the name of Jesus. And I just pray that fear be broken off your life if you're struggling with that, and that peace becomes your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on. If you're struggling with that and you want more intent prayer, you want somebody to pray with you, or just drop us a message. Let us know. Hit us in the inbox. And we'll have people that will pray over you and absolutely come in agreement to see that broken off of you. And yeah, so, well, as we wrap up here today, man, thanks for joining me. We love what God is doing through Firebrand. I love to hear the testimonies of what God is doing through you. Hit us up in the messages or in the comments. Give us a testimony. Tell us, man, how did you break fear? If you struggle with fear, hit us in the comments. Encourage someone. Tell us, how did you overcome it? What are some things that you did to see that break in your life? Encourage someone by sharing your testimony. It will bless them. It'll bless me to read it. I know that. And so, yeah. Well, if you want to connect deeper with us, maybe you've never been on here before. If you want to connect deeper with us, you can go to firebranded.me and you can pretty much find everything you want right there. If you're in the Lawrence, Kansas area, or I would say the KC Metro, check out freedompeople.net. I pastor Freedom Church in Lawrence, Kansas. It's a great growing church. We're in our fourth year. We just planted in right at the end of 2019, into 2020, And so we're into our four full years. We're in that four and something range, right? And we'd love to meet with you and connect with you in person. But so yeah, hey, subscribe, share with somebody, help us build this channel, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on one of the, if you're listening through iTunes or Spotify or one of those, just share, like it. And yeah, so hey, bless you guys. And we'll be back soon.